This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven past the hour, time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official list published by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. And we have assembled a very stellar lineup of stars in the talk radio world. I just thought about this. This is really, if I'm going to get off on a tangent for a second with the people who are here with me, this is indicative of what's happening that's good in businesses, and I wonder if we can generate a little discussion that has nothing really to do with the countdown, but the fact that we have, other than me, all of the folks represented here from the talk radio world are women. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show, and also two other programs that she produces and hosts in Southern California, one on KRLA in the morning, and the other one on a station in San Bernardino. I never can remember the call letters. What are the call letters?
KTIE.
KTIE. All right. So that's Jennifer's story. She's been on the air with me for a long time, been on the radio since she was literally a kid. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the DJV show, a stellar part of a number of radio enterprises, but very happy to have her on board with me the last couple of years. Before that, you did all kinds of things. Cosmo Radio, that fascinates me.
And you would have loved that, actually.
I bet.
Because you have enough of a girl chip that you would have been fascinated with all the girl stuff. We had a lot of secret male listeners.
Whoa, secret male, yes. All right, also joining us today is Victoria Jones, who's the chief Washington analyst for DC Radio. The world of Victoria Jones has been really a provocative trip. I've followed Victoria. She's been on some of the best radio stations in the country, always has a great point of view, mostly because the intellectual stimulation that I believe she provides when she analyzes. That's why this is a perfect job for her, chief Washington analyst, because whenever she's done talk radio, she's really good at taking things apart and putting them back together again. So I'm happy to have you on with us as well, Victoria.
Yes, thank you very much. I mean, there are some things I can't take apart and put back together in, like cars, can openers, anything of that nature.
To Nick Miles. But Victoria said, so we have Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Now, what are the chances we could have two Victorias on the same program? The fact that it's not, it's a fabulously feminine name, but how many people do you know, really, who are named Victoria? I think, as I am going back, I know one, Roberta Fasanelli had a daughter whose name was Victoria. She was one of the colleagues that we had on this program for a long time. And other than Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan, I don't think I know. Oh, wait a minute. Victoria Bullis, the astrologer, right? Who else do we know that's named Victoria, though?
It's so rare that I ever run into another Victoria. So welcome, Victoria Jones.
Victoria and Victoria.
And, you know, when I'm on BuzzFeed News, which I am all the time, and they have things like, you know, top 10 baby names for this and baby names for that and, you know, best names for this, and I'm always looking, and it's like, and there's all these names, and Victoria's never there.
Never.
Never there.
All right, well, that's good. It makes you even more special. All right, let's get to the list, the stories. If McFadden were here, he'd be on me because I haven't started at the top, but I'm not going to start at the top. Number 7 this week on our story list is a focus on California and their wildfires and how they were started. So I'm going to turn to Jennifer, who's our resident Californian. I'm not permanent enough to be considered a resident. Spent a lot of time there, but
you're
Jennifer,
not crazy enough to be a resident.
No, I would not ever be a California resident, ever. Never, never, never. But I do love being there when I'm there.
You just like visiting and complaining.
Well, it's just
about California.
I guess I could, right.
We all like to complain about it.
So the wildfires, their causes, there are several different instances that maybe we need you to take apart here. Forest, if you will. I was going to say Victoria.
You might. Well, you'd be right if you just threw out that name, because we've got two of them floating around. Right. It's the Victoria Squared Hour. I like it. All right, so here's the deal. There are 18 fires burning right now in the state of California. Two-thirds of the state of California is covered. They actually say smothered right now with smoke, and the air quality, I can attest to it, is just not good. I am almost 100 miles away from the closest fire, and there is smoke and ash, and the sun, it looks orange in the sky. Very apocalyptic looking at California these days. But there are two fires that are getting most of the attention. We'll start with the one that's a little further away from me in Southern California. That's the Mendocino Complex Fire. The story here is that firefighters are doing a great job, 51% contained. However, this fire is so big that it will not be fully contained until they figure September 1st, so Labor Day weekend. And with this fire, what's significant about the burn area, it's over 300,000 acres, which makes it larger than the city of Los Angeles. And if you put this, if you put it together on a list of the biggest cities in this country, it would come in 14th, beating out New York City, Chicago, all of these areas that St. Louis, that we think of as big cities in this country, would be far in the shadow of the burn zone of the Mendocino Complex fire. So it's significant, and a lot of resources being dedicated to fight that fire. Now, the one that's a little closer to me in Southern California, and actually the only one burning in Southern California right now, I don't know if we should knock on wood, but it's called the Holy Fire. And the Holy Fire is burning in between Riverside County and Orange County. Kind of start, it started out in the woods where there were, it was like a little neighborhood of some cabins, very rustic cabins, about 40 of them. And it's now spread to threaten neighborhoods in Lake Elsinore, California, Corona, California. It seems to be burning towards Riverside more than Orange County now, but this is erratic.
Fullerton and that area?
It's burning away from Orange County right now, but the winds are blowing and the conditions, it's very hot and very dry. And this is an erratic fire which has sort of exploded at first. It was sitting for a couple of days at about 4,000 acres, and then overnight it blew up to about 9,000. Now I think it's well over 10,000 acres that are burning. This erupted on Monday, and the story here is that this was not something that was set because of the temperature. This was arson, and apparently they arrested someone allegedly who is now being accused. His name is Forrest Gordon Clark. He's 51, and he's accused of starting the fire. He's got two counts of felony arson.
It's crazy. He's
a count of terror,
out of his mind, guy.
Resisting arrest. He looks like he's crazy for sure. He apparently was in a long-running feud with one of his neighbors, and a couple of weeks ago texted fire authorities and said, sent a text message to a fire, like the fire chief in the area who's a volunteer, and said, this place is going to burn, watch for it, which is why firefighters and law enforcement were able to identify him rather quickly. When he was arrested, he was in camouflage underwear, which he proceeded to take off as the police tried to apprehend him.
Right.
And he tried to, he was supposed to appear before the judge. He refused to leave his jail cell. So obviously there's some mental things going on here.
All right, let's ask for perspective here. Victoria Jones, you didn't grow up in this country. And I wonder whether this is a uniquely American reality. Can you imagine, though, even if you are, if you don't, in the process of growing up in this country, you look at this sort of thing and wonder what the future holds. But thinking about it with a rearview mirror a little bit, did you ever have anything that really scared? A lot of people are just full of fear because of this. What scared you as a kid growing up?
What scared me as a kid growing up? I'll tell you what scared me as a kid growing up. There was something when I was little, and I lived in the north of England, and there are wild moors. You remember Wuthering Heights? You may have seen the movie or read the book. Okay, so there's moors up there like that. There was something called the Moors Murderers. And it was on TV. We didn't have a lot of TV, but we had these pictures of the Moors Murderers, and it was a man and a woman. John Hinckley, and I've forgotten the name of the woman. She had one of those blonde beehive hairdos that women had in the 60s. And they abducted children, and they tortured them, and raped them, and then murdered them and hid the bodies on the moors as a children my age.
God.
And they were eventually caught, and they tape recorded what they did. And so when I was growing up, the Moors murderers were on the loose. And so we were terrified of being abducted by the Moors murderers. And he's still in prison. She claims to have been converted to Christianity and to be redeemed. Yeah.
There you go. Right, that makes everything better. So that, but think about it, all of us. The exercise is to think about. Fire scares the hell out of me. I have never. There's lightning the other night. We had really horrible lightning and thunder here, and it really, really bothers me. And I was told you can take this any place you want to take it. I was once told by somebody who is a reliable medium that I was burned alive in a past life. And that's why I am not, I don't like fire, anything like that. So, all right, so that's what scares me. And Victoria, what about you, Victoria Keelan?
Well, if we're going to stick with natural disasters, wildfires are really scary, but tornadoes always seem to be the ones that gets me the most, because growing up in New Jersey, every once in a while, there's, even though people wouldn't think of it, there are tornadoes that roll through New Jersey, parts of the flatter, you know, farmland, and they do a lot of damage and a lot of destruction. So I would think
that's... You can't do anything about it. You can't get away. You can't stop.
Yeah.
So it's, again, a perspective of things. One of the best things about listening to good talk radio programs are discussions like this. You take a fact like the wildfires, and then you interpret it so that it's relatable to people. Who are you, afraid of fire or not? Are you afraid of tornadoes or not? What are your fears? And so we've just gone through that exercise. Thank you, ladies. Now it's an exercise in losing weight that I need you to focus on. If you are trying and you have not been successful in losing weight, it's because you're trying the wrong things. You're trying too hard, maybe even. A lot of people say, oh, I'm going to have an operation. No, no, no. All you have to do is listen to your Uncle Dougie for about 60 seconds, and he'll send you to Kellitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Kellitrin is, for 30 years, the healthiest choice for weight loss. Lose that weight safely, effectively, sanely, with Kellitrin. Toploss.com gets it. That's the website, not available in stores. Get it now at toploss.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. I spent a week driving the new Mercedes-Benz C350e, a plug-in hybrid Mercedes with a turbo. The car can be fully ventilated from the key fob. Turn on the seat coolers and open the doors from the key. The panoramic roof can automatically close during the journey when it starts to rain, which takes place in line with driving speed and intensity of rain. Via the Mercedes-Benz app, you can also have connection with your car, pair your car via a phone, tablet or smartwatch. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Message and data rates may apply.
Will you be ready when a new career opportunity presents itself? With the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University, you can learn to build the qualifications you need by earning your MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's degree 100% online. Your future is waiting, and you can own it. Get started by texting FORM to 79645. And learn more about graduate business degrees from W.P. Carey.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman Mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Doug Steffen overviewing some of the things on the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of August 6th through the 10th with Victoria Keelan and Victoria Jones. Victoria Jones, Chief Washington Analyst for DC Radio, and Victoria Keelan, who's on the DJV program with me Monday through Friday. We're pulling apart some of the things that are in the stories, and I'm kind of bouncing around a little bit here because I want to take advantage of people's expertise. Number 10 on the list is pretty much the usual focus on sports talk radio and sports in general, the training camps opening for the NFL. I wonder what the two of the Victorias think about Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, who play for the Dolphins, defying the new policy from the NFL, the on-field protest. They took a knee during the national anthem at a preseason opener. I'm not sure about either one of you. Well, I know Victoria Keelan likes football, kind of. Her husband's in the sports production business. So we'll start with you, Victoria. What do you think?
I think right now they have a pass because they haven't really worked out the final agreement with the Players Association. So it'll be more interesting to me to see what happens when it becomes a firm and fast rule with consequences. So for right now, everybody can kind of do whatever they want. I'm actually kind of interested in Victoria Jones's perspective, being a Brit. What do you think about this controversy with standing or not standing during our national anthem?
Well, I've always found it very interesting, coming from another country, that the national anthem is played at all before football matches.
Right.
Because it isn't, it's a match. So you go to the match and you play football, which is what the sport is called, not called soccer. So you play a match and that to me is fascinating because it's kind of like, what is the national? I mean, this is going to sound really wrong, but it is. The question is, what does the national anthem have to do with football?
Right. I totally agree with that, actually.
I never thought of that, but yeah.
It's not a national team. If you're in the World Cup, that makes sense. It's like for the Olympics, it makes sense. But I've always often wondered, what's the connection? How did that start? And why is it even relevant to ice hockey and baseball and American football? And I never understood it either. So I'm totally
I'm throwing this out because I think, being the sort that I am, it's a way to build up phony national pride. There's an earnestness, there's a respect, there's a desire to love our country, and instances like that, in my mind, do not promote sincerity. It's just an opportunity. It's kind of like a fake. It's not genuine, it's not honest, it's not real.
It feels like an empty gesture, and especially, and it was something that no one even paid attention to before Colin Kaepernick started, you know, kneeling before the anthem or during the anthem.
I actually quite like to say, our national anthem is awful. There are many more songs about America that are much better, that we've been, in my opinion, better national anthems. But having said that, I do like to stand up. I do like to do the Pledge of Allegiance. I do like to sing the national anthem. I like it. But I don't feel like I want to be compelled. I want to do it in my own time, on my own. It's kind of like praying. I don't publicly pray, but I do pray. And so I put this in the same sort of category as a very personal experience that doesn't need to be shared, and maybe even ought not to be shared with other people. Do it on your own.
Reserved for actual national events like the Olympics, the World Cup, things like that. Right. And other than that, I think it loses its meaning and its significance. Yeah.
The two Victorias and Doug here, 28 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT. Fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely. On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Knee arthritis can be, well, a real pain. It can affect your ability to walk, climb stairs, even just get out of a chair. It's also the number one reason that folks have a total knee replacement.
Many individuals are looking for ways to improve function when they've exhausted all other possibilities. They're not ready for a knee replacement.
Dr. Jay Smith says regenerative therapies aimed at helping the body heal itself may offer that option.
The two most commonly used are platelet-rich plasma and bone marrow aspirate concentrate. These are both injections that can be performed in the knee. These contain your body's natural cells and chemicals, and they are released into the joint. They can wake up cartilage cells in the knee that may be damaged or sick. They can stimulate cells to divide and grow, thereby reducing pain and improving function.
Now, these therapies are not right for everyone. In fact, they're not yet approved by the FDA. But Dr. Smith says the results have been encouraging. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House says the fact that a former aide bragged about recording her firing in the Situation Room proves the lack of character of a disgruntled former employee. Amorosa Manigault Newman went on Meet the Press to promote her new book. The White House said the upcoming book is riddled with lies.
She's a low lie.
The counselor to the president suggested sales are motivating her claims.
I have never a single time heard him use a racial slur. I also never heard Omarosa complain that he had done that.
To boost her credibility, she said she recorded her dismissal by Chief of Staff John Kelly last December.
If we make this a friendly departure, you know, you can look at your time here in the White House as a year of service to the nation, and then you can go on without any type of difficulty in the future relative to your reputation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. And I'm a number one best-selling author of conservative books. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was the opening speaker at many Trump for President events. I addressed over 40,000 patriots at the biggest Tea Party in the history of America. Sarah Palin and I addressed over 20,000 at the biggest Tea Party rally in the history of Nevada. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events all over this great country. And I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me now to arrange for a Wayne Allyn Root keynote speech or master of ceremonies at your GOP event, fundraiser, banquet, campaign rally, or college GOP event with me as your keynote speaker. It'll be the biggest hit ever. Just call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour, the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here going through some of the items on the charts from Talkers Magazine. They examine, listen to, and take apart the conversations that hosts are having on some of these great talk radio programs and stations around the country. Victoria Jones and Victoria Keelan here, both veterans of the talk radio wars, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. I'm trying to remember, Victoria, how you and I... Victoria Jones, how you and I first met. I'm going to bet it goes back at least 25 years, and I don't remember how.
It does. I was working in Boston.
At WRKO. That was it.
Correct.
Was that long ago? Good God.
I know.
Oh. Whew. Okay, Victoria Keeneland, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen. The situation with Alex Jones, the talk radio host, no relation to Victoria Jones that I know of anyway, and how social media is sort of tearing him a new one. Does he deserve it? I'll start with Victoria Keeneland on that. Alex Jones, by the way, for those of you who don't know the story, he's a conspiratorialist. Has a huge following on social media, a platform with a radio program called InfoWars that airs every day. He's pretty loud, and there's a place for him, no question about that. He's suing the parents. He said that the whole business at Sandy Hook in Connecticut, the shoot-up of the school, was a put-up job, and so the parents of one of the children sued him for emotional distress. Now he's suing them for whatever. I don't know what his deal is, but there's a lot of gas there, and it's pretty incendiary, much of it. So anyway.
Well, the reason he's in the news right now is because he was taken his podcast was taken off iTunes.
Yes.
And so Twitter has allowed him to stay on their platform. My whole take on this whole on the whole topic of Alex Jones, I don't like him. I don't agree with him. I think that he's incredibly insensitive. But free speech is protected in this country, and so I have no problem with people exercising their right to free speech. The reason that I do support iTunes taking him down is because he violated their terms of service, and all of us have podcasts on iTunes. We all have to click the little box and agree to the terms of service. Mm-hmm. Hate speech and things like that are regularly a part of his content are not permitted on the platform. So everyone who wants to support Alex Jones is trying to make iTunes the bad guy here, but there are other podcasts that are also being booted from iTunes that are not allowed to remain on that platform. Now, he hasn't said anything that Twitter has deemed hate speech, so that's why he's still allowed on that platform. I think that all of the social media outlets are trying to figure out how to navigate these waters, and, you know, Twitter's gotten a lot of flack for not kicking him off. I don't necessarily agree with that. If he's not, I go by the book with this stuff. If he's not violating the terms of service, he's allowed to stay on the platform. That's sort of the bottom line of where I am on this.
And you
if you
want
to listen to him, fine. If you don't want to listen to him, that's why we've got a lot of variety.
Right. So
that's why
there's an off and on switch. Hello.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria Jones, what sayest thou?
It is very interesting, you know, and there is then this question of yelling fire in a crowded theater, and you know, there are crowded theaters, and when people act on the things you say or appear to act on the things you say, is a line being crossed? There are people who do seem to have acted on some of the things that he has said, and there are Sandy Hook families who have had to move because of threats of violence against them as a result, apparently, of what things that Alex Jones has said.
The guy who was killed in the pizza place, right? That was also he was the one who said that Hillary was during the election. There was a person that was shot and killed in the pizza place. I think it was in D.C., wasn't it, Doug? Or was it in Virginia?
No,
remember that?
It was D.C., but nobody was killed in there, but as I remember, but a guy went in with the intent of doing that. Was also ginned up by him. By the way, the pedophile ring conspiracy is ongoing and is still being ginned up. I mean, there are a number of conspiracies that are being ginned up. Almost anything that can be is. So, and that's fine. I mean, we love conspiracies. We love conspiracy theories. And it's fine to love a conspiracy theory. You know, there are any number of them. But when people start to take violent action as a result of things that you repeatedly say to them, then has a line been crossed?
Right.
And is that then hate speech? I think, and that's the question, I think, that these social media companies are now having to grapple with, and these Sandy Hook families have turned around and said, no more, enough is enough. You know, we are grieving parents, and it's, you know, we will not be accused of being actors.
Yeah, it was ridiculous and insensitive what he said. It's horrible. But then again, and you're right, Victoria, at what point do you have to cross the line, or does it cross the line of you can say whatever you want, but if people start acting on it, you know, we've been talking recently on the DJV show about the new Manson Murders movie that's coming out. How is that any different, really? You know, it's if you're inspiring hate and you're inspiring acts of hate, then you don't deserve to be on certain platforms, and I don't think you deserve to have a platform or a voice. But again, free speech is protected, so it's a really dicey area to be in right now if you're one of these social media outlets.
All right, let's move to the number 8 item on the countdown. By the way, you can see these stories published at talkers.com at the end of every week. This New Mexico compound in the wilderness in New Mexico, the child abuse, these 11 children found living in squalor, the trash, the toys. The authorities have raided this compound, arrested 5 adults on child abuse charges. When I look at these things and I see the people that are involved and what they've done to the children, I think we have there's the human race and there's the subhuman race. And these people belong to the subhuman race. And I don't know what else, you know, we have. Remains of one boy that were found, and again, these other children, as the details emerge, you just wonder how these people qualify as human beings. They don't qualify as human beings for me. And
horrible.
But there's more and more of this kind of stuff. Is it malfeasance created by news media coverage, giving people ideas on what to do? Or is it just exposure, the light of day coming to people that have been doing this stuff for a long time?
People have been doing this kind of stuff for centuries, but it appears from what prosecutors are saying that there was a specific reason for this. Prosecutors allege that these children were being trained to be school shooters.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what you heard. Again, sickness, the kind of sickness, mental illness.
I don't know that this is mental illness. Is this mental illness or is this deliberate criminal intent?
Well, a little of both, maybe.
Between mental illness and criminal intent. I don't think you can fob things off with mental illness when there's just criminal intent or evil.
But by its definition, Victoria, isn't this insanity? The people who do this sort of thing commit murder? See, I think that the by definition, they're insane when they do. People do stuff like this, you don't think so?
No, I don't think people are necessarily insane because they're bad.
Well, badness is one thing, but doing things like this.
I think because it doesn't make any sense to our brains that you and I, we would never do anything or be able to even think along these lines. But I agree with Victoria Jones. It's not necessarily insane. There's criminally insane, and that's different. And I think in this case, when you look, and you can't blame the news media on this one. I know you love to do that, Doug. But in this case, they didn't get the idea. They didn't get the idea from the news media. They got the idea from all the school shootings that actually happen in America every day. And these are not terrorist acts. These are homegrown kids, boys, who have mental problems, and they're the ones doing this. And now,
how come there are never any women involved in these deals? That's an interesting thought. You never see women involved in this
very
stuff.
Very rarely.
All right, coming up on
I don't think this is mental illness. I think this is rage, and I think there's a difference with school shootings. I think there's rage going on, and I think that's a different thing.
Yep. All right. A thought to be taken into account. Number 4, the trade wars, the sanctions on Russia. Are we going to enter an economic war with the Russians? We'll talk about that next here on the countdown. Right now, though, let's focus on a way to clean up your body. Life Change Tea, a game changer for you, your body, your innards, if you will. You'll drink Life Change Tea and you'll feel great. I don't mean that as a command. I'm just telling you how I feel and how Victoria feels. I'm not going to put words in her mouth, but I do know she spends the mornings on the air with me. And other than loving being on the air with me, she loves her Life Change Tea.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a way that you can cope with being on the air with me. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula of teas made in the USA. All the teas are grown in the USA, and it absorbs things that make you upset, that make your colon not work well. All the parasites and the awful stuff that you get from eating some of the food that's around these days. You want to cleanse your body of that stuff, and you can do it easily with Life Change Tea. It's very strong. So, you want more energy? Cleanse your body. Drink it every day. You won't find it in stores anywhere. Only online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV. Clean up your body. Clean up your act. Go to GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea. Use the code DJV for free shipping.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I should have done this years ago.
Disclaimer, traveling back in time is physically impossible unless you know how to build a functioning time machine. Then by all means, travel 25 years back in time, switch your car insurance to Geico. You could save a bunch of money. While you're there, please prevent your younger self from wearing that sleeveless tuxedo t-shirt, parachute pants, and glitter high tops to your senior prom. And at long last, rectify this horrible crime against nature. Geico is absolved of all liability if you destroy the fabric of time and space.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So, we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-91-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Victoria Jones, the chief Washington analyst for DC Radio Company, Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, talking about the things that Talkers Magazine says are the big stories on News Talk Radio programs this week. The situation with Russia, sanctions, the economic war that may be produced by that. Are we believing some of the political hype? Are we going to war with the Russians? You wouldn't think that if you looked at the dynamic between Trump and Putin. What do you think, Victoria Jones?
Well, you know, it's interesting because it appears as though there is a Trump policy with regard to Russia and a Trump administration policy with regard to Russia. And they're not always the same.
Yeah,
so it was so interesting this week that on the same day that the Trump administration imposed new quite stiff sanctions on Russia, which it was expected to do and which it really had to do once it had found that Russia had used Novichok, a nerve agent, on this former spy in England, that President Trump sent a letter via Senator Rand Paul to be hand-delivered to President Putin in Russia, saying that they would engage in further dialogue.
Huh. That is interesting. Why don't you just call it the phone? They've got the red phone. Why don't you just call it, hey, pal, Val, Vlad, bad Vlad, what about having another talk? Why don't you come to America? You can spend the night in the Lincoln bedroom. Or something exciting like that. All right, Victoria, thank you for being here. Victoria Jones, and thank you, Victoria Keelan, for being here at 10 before the hour. This is Talk Radio Review.
Who
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time to face the facts of the week when it comes to all of the technology stories. Victoria Keelan is here. She's culled out the top 5, so we go through them, starting at number 5, and it's a focus on Alexa. How strange is that? Not really, right, Victoria?
Alexa. Well, this is a bit of a strange one for a story about Alexa. Homeowners have always tried to come up with clever ways to scare away potential burglars, and now Alexa is getting in on this. So beyond the leaving a TV on or a sign that says beware of the dog when there's obviously no dog that lives there, a new skill that Alexa has is away mode, which actually attempts to trick potential burglars into thinking that somebody is home by playing long audio clips that sound like real conversations that people could be having inside the house. Now, it's called The Skill, and it was created by Hippo Insurance, which is a San Francisco-based home insurance company, and they recorded half a dozen conversations for away mode, and it's all random things like a mom and a daughter talking about assembling IKEA furniture, two guys talking about starting a podcast together, a couple breaking up while they're watching TV, and so they actually sound very convincing. They hired actors and improv performers to script these little skits, and so you can now use it on during away mode. You just tell Alexa to play it, and there's also something else that Alexa has called Burglar Deterrent, and that takes a bit of a more serious approach. Users can actually tell Alexa to play clips of pots and pans banging around in the kitchen or vacuum sounds in the living room. So, and actually police have been involved in this project, and some of the detectives said that these new conversations that were recorded for Alexa might actually work, and that if because burglars don't want to be seen, they don't want to be heard, they don't want to be noticed at all, and so if they even think that someone's home, then that is actually a deterrent. They may move on to another house.
All right, number four on our countdown to number one in terms of technology stories is a focus on Lyft.
Lyft is offering a new subscription plan that makes it easier to commute. So apparently a lot of people are using Lyft on a regular route. So they either take a Lyft to a train station or to a bus station or actually just to the office if it's close enough to where they live. And so now Lyft says for a monthly subscription fee, which will be on average, depending on where you live in the country, around $7.99 a month, it locks in a rate up to $25 per ride, and you choose the route that you want to take, your commute route, and you lock it in, and then that's going to be your new subscription plan. It's called the personal plan. Lyft they had something called a commute plan in the past, but it was very, very rigid with the restrictions, and so now they're easing up on that. There's more flexibility, and apparently a lot of people are already signing up for it, so it's probably going to be the next big thing for Lyft.
All right, number three, the fiasco that is self-driving cars or maybe we should say were.
Well, yeah, a new study shows autonomous vehicle systems are still unsafe and still need a real-life human being driver behind the wheel. The report is from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. They tested five car models from four manufacturers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Tesla, and Volvo. Researchers found that in all four, the systems were not able to accommodate when they encountered a parked car or a car that stopped at a red light in front of the car. So the autonomous vehicles are fine if there's no one in front of them, basically. So, hello, that's not real life. And then they also found that they couldn't really detect the lines on the road that well. So a lot of these driverless cars were veering into other lanes, also not safe. So the IIHS chief research officer says as of right now, none of these vehicles is capable of driving safely on its own.
Uh-huh. All right, that's number two here. Apple Pay is in the focus.
Yep, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Samsung Pay are all on the focus because they actually have seen a rise in recent activity. However, they are blaming things like Target and Walmart for not accepting the mobile pay units. And they actually, if you have a chance to use them, you should. It is safer than using your credit card. Even though you may be skeptical, it's actually a lot safer.
All right. And number one, this could change the health system, CVS. Mm-hmm. Doing the digital doctor deal.
Yes, this is huge news. CVS is rolling out a digital doctor's visit feature on the app. For $59, you will be able to have a video chat with a doctor. You will have a real appointment. It's available 24/7, starting in 9 states, and it will be nationwide by the end of 2018.
All right, there it is. The new world of healthcare, at least the new world for some people. You can count me out. I'm opting out of that one, Victoria. Good job overviewing the technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.